This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be back in Robot Brass and Liver once again. And we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to the rest of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with the rest of you. And now, before we begin this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for the rest of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find once again, as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a metatactic state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And you will find many times that the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness through that telepathic interaction and exchange of information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. So we would encourage you most certainly to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction, in that exchange of information, and to take this opportunity to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, what do you believe? Such a simple question, and one which we ask many, many times. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement that it's almost something that you put aside, that you don't really dwell upon, that you don't really spend much time being concerned about what it is that you believe. And yet the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a direct reflection of what it is that you believe. What do you believe? We've suggested that there are different types of beliefs or belief systems. There's the human consciousness belief system, which you agree when you enter into this vibrational level to participate and to sustain. The human consciousness beliefs that, for example, might refer to what you would call your laws of physics. Very difficult for you to exchange. The human consciousness belief system that it's necessary for you to consume certain elements in order for you to maintain and to sustain your physical being in this vibrational level. Your belief in time and space. Human consciousness belief systems. And then the societal belief systems, which the rest of you understand exist throughout your entire Earth system. Various societies that hold different beliefs or belief systems. And then your individual beliefs and belief systems. While it's very difficult for you to alter your human consciousness belief system, very difficult, but not impossible, but very difficult. Your personal belief systems are much easier for you to alter, to change. However, many times those personal belief systems are as difficult for you to grasp or to understand as the so-called human consciousness belief systems. And consequently, because of the difficulty for you to grasp and to understand what belief it is that you hold, it's very difficult for you to alter the belief and to consequently alter your reality. You put in place, in various levels of your consciousness, your personal belief systems as well as many times your human consciousness belief systems. You see, when you enter into a vibrational level, and we're going to utilize this belief in time and space, you, before you are born, if you wish, before you enter into this incarnational period, you in your altered state of consciousness make choices, put in place beliefs and belief systems. What you and your scientists would refer to many times is, for example, your genetic makeup, your choices. Your choice to be involved in certain family situations, in certain relationships within a family unit. Your choice. Your choice. And agreed upon by the other individuals that you participate with, that you interact with. Many times, beliefs and choices that are put in place in that first state of consciousness that you must refer to as the between incarnational state. When you die, in other words, and before you reincarnate into another so-called lifetime. So you put in place those beliefs and belief systems for your genetic makeup. Those are supported by your human consciousness belief systems and are very difficult for you to alter or to change. Very difficult. Not impossible, but very, very difficult. But as well, in that so-called in-between state of consciousness, you make other choices that are stored within your DNA. And those particular choices are much more within your capacity to alter and to influence the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. You put in place opportunities, for example, to have various experiences which you in your awakened consciousness tag may view as being positive or negative. But you must understand that the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are, the piece of the one, if you wish, the creator that you are, gives to you that which you desire, validates your belief systems without judging whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable is an awake human consciousness concept that does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And so at that level, what you put into a belief system that's held within your DNA and your choice to activate or deactivate various parts of your DNA for the opportunity to experience the results of holding that belief system, it's always supported by your spark of consciousness, by that oneness that you are, without judging whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices and gives to you a validation of the belief that you hold. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether that's desirable or less than desirable, whether that's good or bad, right or wrong. Spark of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment. And so your whole beliefs and belief systems that are put in place and held within your DNA and within your genetic makeup. And once again, the genetic makeup, very difficult for you to alter or to change. That seems to be more rigid, if you wish. That's more of a human consciousness belief system. But your scientists are beginning to understand that contained within your DNA are a multitude of possibilities for realities that you can experience. Particularly many health issues that you can experience in your awakened consciousness state. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but validates what it is that you believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. Your spark of consciousness doesn't wake up in the morning and decide, well, today is going to be a good day for you because we're going to allow you to experience all types of realities that you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being positive. So we're going to give you a positive day today. Or wake up and say, well, this is a day that you're not going to be so happy because we're going to give you the realities that are not positive that you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being negative, for example. The spark of consciousness that you are makes no such judgment, but rather validates and gives to you what it is that you desire based upon the beliefs that you hold. What do you believe? It is such an important element in your creation process. And those individual belief systems play a huge and important part on the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. Do you believe that it's difficult for you to be involved in a very giving relationship? If you hold that belief, it's a talk of consciousness, then it acts and gives to you that reality. And it gives to you and rejoices as easily as it can give to a reality based on an entirely opposite belief that relationships are easy. What do you believe? It's really that simple. What the difficult part is understanding what it is that you believe. And many times, individuals search for validation of who and what they truly are. What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible for you to control your reality? If you believe that it's possible for you to control your reality, then you have the opportunity to have that experience. If you believe that there is some entity like a God figure that's controlling your reality, then you can have that as well. And you will have all types of experiences to validate that belief system. And the stock of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation of either one without judging whether one's right or wrong, good or bad, or better than the worst than the other. Absolutely not. Gives to you that which you desire based upon the beliefs that you hold. Do you believe that it's possible for you to experience abundance, or is abundance very difficult? Like the relationships, those are easy. Relationships are easy. They don't really require too much involvement. You believe that you can be involved in loving and giving relationships, but now when it comes to abundance, when it comes to money, for example, that's real. That's something that you are concerned about, because you believe that it's difficult. And the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you believe it's difficult, then you shall experience difficulty. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in giving you that reality. Not judging whether it's something you should or should not have to experience. If you believe that it's necessary for you to be involved in certain spiritual activities in order for you to create the reality that you desire, then the stock of consciousness that you are gives to you a validation of that belief system. What do you believe? It becomes very difficult for individuals to sit down and actually look at a part of your reality that's occurring that you view as being less than desirable, and accepting the responsibility based upon a belief that you hold, and consequently discovering what the belief is so that you can alter it. Particularly a belief that's put in place in your altered state of consciousness. You see, in your awake consciousness state, you believe that this is it. You believe that this is the most important part of your existence, and in actuality it is exactly the opposite. It's in your altered state of consciousness where the true reality exists. This is an illusion. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality, and it's the most illusionary reality that you will experience. It's an illusion. It's the validation of what you believe. If you believe you're not in control, then you can have that reality. If you believe that it's necessary for others to have an influence upon your creation and upon your successful experiences, then you can have that reality as well. If you believe that it's not possible for you to control any element in your creation process, then you can have that. It's not right or wrong. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. What do you believe? Such a simple concept. Such a simple concept to understand that all that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, what it is that you desire. And it's an illusion. Time and space are illusionary. You only exist in your awakened consciousness state. then not real. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is not real. It's an illusion. It doesn't mean it's insignificant. It doesn't mean that it's not important. It means that it's an illusion that's a validation of what it is that you desire to experience. And if you believe that that's not possible, then you will have all types of reality experiences to validate the belief. What do you believe? If you believe that it's necessary for you to hold certain spiritual beliefs, for example, many individuals believe that you have a set of various energy fields throughout your physical being. And you believe that. And so consequently, it's necessary for you to do whatever you believe you must do in order to balance those energy parts, in order for you to experience a physical being that is well balanced. If that's what you believe, then you best do it. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. What do you believe? If you believe that you're not in control, then you can have that as well. It's not right or wrong, it's your belief, it's your choice. If you believe that it's necessary for you to experience interacting with some other individual in order for you to experience some type of healing process of a physical ailment, then you'd best do that interaction. What do you believe? You see, when you interact with other individuals, those individuals are holding similar belief systems. And you are, in your altered state of consciousness, agreeing to participate. There are no coincidences. There are no accidents. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. And many of them are put in place and agreed upon in your altered states of consciousness, in your very deep dream states, and in your between incarnational states. And time and space are illusionary. That becomes difficult for you to grasp. We understand. You believe that it's possible for you to have an influence on your future. We would suggest that you also influence your past on a continual basis. You simply are not aware of it in your awakened consciousness state, and you believe in this passage of time. You believe that there's a past and a present and a future. And there really isn't. It becomes almost impossible to give you an example of existing without this illusionary time and space, because all of the particular references that one would use in order to refer to that belief in time and space are based upon the belief in time and space. For example, if we suggest that you exist in the now is a reference to a time and space that's between your past and your future. That's the now. And yet the past and the future are also the now. So it becomes almost impossible to give you an example of what it's like to exist without that illusionary time and space. But it is an illusion, and you continuously alter your past as readily as you alter your future. You just don't understand that or accept it in your awakened consciousness state, because in this vibrational level you have put in place in that human consciousness in concept and belief system the time and space are real. You go to great lengths to validate that belief. You're born into a particular incarnational period, for example, and you go through your infancy and through your adolescence and into your adulthood, and you go through your senior years, and then you die. How much more do you need to validate your belief in time and space? But it's all an illusion. You don't die, you alter your consciousness. And it becomes difficult for you to grasp is that when you enter into an incarnational state, you agree to participate in what it is that you experience as an infant. At some level of your consciousness, you are absolutely in control. That becomes difficult to believe because you have put in place these human consciousness belief systems in time and space. And yet, you are all that is. You are an entity who, in your awakened consciousness state, are existing in an illusion. An illusion that you put in place various mechanisms in order to make it appear to be real. You hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. You put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that doesn't allow interference from outside of your vibrational level. You exist by choice in this illusion. You exist by choice in this illusion, and you create your reality through a delegation of your beliefs and belief system. What do you believe? And so if you believe you're not in control, this is not a right or wrong. It's not good or bad. It's a choice that you make. If you believe that there are guides or angels or entities that are influencing your reality, that's not right or wrong. That's a choice you make. And you can have that. Absolutely. Many times it's much easier to suggest that there are others who are to blame, particularly when it's not going very well in your day-to-day activity. You ever notice that when you're involved in some type of activity that you participate in and you put in the time and you become very successful and you look back and you think, well, look at that, all the work that I did to get here. I did that. I was successful at that. However, when you're involved in other particular situations where you also put in the necessary time and space and you do all of the necessary things that result in failure, then it's much harder to accept. Well, look at that. Look at all the really good things I did to get here. Because the spark of consciousness that you are looks at it that way. Gives to you what you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong and rejoices in the creation process. It's in your awakened consciousness that you judge whether it's right or wrong. And ironically, it's in your awakened consciousness state that you find it much easier to accept the responsibility when you believe that it's the right outcome. Much harder to accept the responsibility when it's what you might refer to as a negative outcome. What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible for you to heal yourself? What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible that certain circumstances that you experience in your day-to-day activities are as a result of choices that you make in an altered state of consciousness than between incarnational states are very, very difficult for you to alter or to change? If not impossible in many instances as you would believe. You see, when you believe that you can't change it, it becomes very difficult for you to alter that belief or belief system. When you believe that it's necessary for you to consume certain elements in order for you to continue to exist in this physical being, then it's difficult for you to step outside of that, to stop breathing, for example, and to continue to exist, because it's a human consciousness belief system. It's one that you put in place. It's your choice. It's your reality. But nonetheless, very difficult for you to alter while you remain in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. And as we have suggested many times, the reason that you choose to exist and to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, that limits your capacity to understand that you choose these beliefs and belief systems in your altered state of consciousness, is so that when you're in your awakened consciousness state, you actually have the opportunity to believe that you're not in control. And as a result of believing you're not in control, the emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of the corruptions that you're involved in are much more intense than when you understand absolutely that you are in control. We like to use the analogy that it's when you enter into a theater and you see projected upon the screen a trick of lights, if you wish. And you know absolutely that what you are experiencing is someone else's projection of a production that they would like you to experience. And you know it's an illusion. And yet you go through a various range of emotions and feelings, but they're illusionary. You understand that they're based upon an illusionary experience. And so when you leave the theater, it's much easier for you to understand that those feelings and those emotions were based upon an illusion and therefore not real. However, when you believe you're not in control, when you're involved in this illusion, which is an illusion, it's illusionary as what you experienced in that theater, nonetheless, as a result of this electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, this reality now all of a sudden is real. And the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more intense because it's real. And particularly if it's an involvement in what you refer to as a negative experience where you don't want to accept responsibility, then it's real. And the emotions are much more intense. And the consequences of that intensity are feeling like you're not in control. A validation of why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. We're always amazed that individuals in your reality are continuously searching for this connection to their spirituality. You can't lose your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. You can't lose it. You can't be separated from who and what you truly are. You can create the illusion that you're not in control, which you do quite well. You can create the illusion that you're separated from that spark of consciousness that you are, but it's an illusion. You cannot be separated. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. If you believe you're not in control, you can have that. And the thought of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. If you believe that it's necessary for you to go through certain rituals in order to accomplish what it is that you desire, then you thus do the rituals. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. What do you believe? And it's very difficult, once again, for you to understand what all those beliefs are and the combination of the human consciousness belief system and the societal belief system and the individual belief system, when they're all put together, results in the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. It becomes very difficult for you to understand that at some level of your consciousness, each of you agreed to be under this particular thought at this particular time. There are no coincidences. Each of you, at some level of your consciousness, understood that at this time, on this particular day, as a result of your belief in time and space, this interaction would take place. It's not an accident. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? We understand the difficulty many times of understanding your personal belief systems, of getting a grasp on those personal belief systems, and we have suggested in the past that beliefs are reflected many times in your attitudes. And many times when you're involved in an interaction and you have an attitude, a spontaneous attitude, and you wonder, where did that come from? I don't have that attitude. It's what you in your awakened consciousness state might view as a negative attitude, for example. And so you question, where does that come from? And many times individuals like to put that away. I don't want to hold that attitude. I believe if I hold a negative attitude that it will create negativity in my reality. And so you put it away. Consequently as well, you don't get a grasp of the understanding of what the belief was that caused that negative, so-called negative attitude to spontaneously occur in the first place. So pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes. Pay attention and ask yourself, what is it that I believe? That was the result and the cause of my holding that particular attitude, that spontaneous attitude, that you wonder, where did that come from? Pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes, as they can be a glimpse into what it is that you believe. If you change your beliefs, you change your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. How complicated do you want your reality to be? If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. if you wish to believe that you need to have a dozen guides and angels surrounding you at all times, you can have that. Absolutely. It's your creation. And the more complicated you make it, the more difficult it is for you to accept the full responsibility. If you believe that these astral science that you put in place can have an effect on your reality, you can have that. What's rather ironic is that the so-called universe that is held as being having an influence on your reality is your creation. You created the universe. How on earth can the universe affect your reality unless you allow it? It's your creation. This is an illusion. You exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. The energy that you are is all that is. You control the reality. You control your universe. You control your earth system. And if you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. And the reality you will experience will reflect that belief system and validate it. And so you're not in control. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place, because it allows you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe you're not in control. However, we find it rather ironic, once again, that you would believe that the particular universe that you exist in somehow controls and influences you. You can have that. If you believe it, you can have it, absolutely. But at some level, the spark of consciousness that you are, in conjunction with all of this oneness that you are, creates the entire universe. You control the universe. Not the other way around. You can allow it to influence your life, absolutely, if that's what you desire. You can believe you're not in control, if that's what you desire. You can believe that there's some entity out there that's influencing and creating your entire reality, if that's what you desire. It's not right or wrong. However, it becomes very difficult for you to get a grasp of your beliefs and belief systems and to alter those beliefs and belief systems and consequently to alter the reality that you experience if you allow and if you hold the belief that you're not in control. It's not a right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. And you make it continuously. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. Even in your altered state of consciousness, each of you have been involved in a dream state. Not a very deep dream state that's very difficult for you to bring back the recollection of what it is that you experienced and the interactions that you had in that deep dream state. However, in other dream states where your level of consciousness is much more closer to your awakened consciousness state, you absolutely remember what it is that you're experiencing, what it is that you're dreaming, if you wish. And you bring that back into your awakened consciousness state. And along with that comes the understanding that in that altered state of consciousness, you're experiencing realities that exist without the limitations of time and space. Where there is vast what you in your awakened consciousness state would call passages of time that occur in what you in your awakened consciousness state would recognize as being a very short or limited time frame. Time and space are illusionary. The reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is illusionary. It's not insignificant, but nonetheless it's an illusion. You control the illusion. If you allow the illusion to control you, that's your choice. It's your choice. It's not some other entity's choice. It's not some entity sitting out there that's controlling your reality. It's not the guide or angels that surround you. You see, all of those other realities are just validations of your beliefs and belief systems. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You are it. You create this reality. Absolutely. And there is only one other reality explanation that's beyond your capacity to control. And that is that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You're not put on this earth because you are forced to go through some part of a learning process. You can have that, but understand that that's what you hold as a belief. That's your choice. You're not put here by some entity because you felt that it's necessary for you to grow or for you to experience some type of enlightenment. You can have that, but understand it's your choice. You're not put on this earth for any other reason than you choose to be here. You choose to exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience these intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible when you believe and understand that you're not in, when you believe and understand that you are absolutely in control. It's only when you believe that you're not in control that you have the opportunity to experience this intense range of emotions and feelings, and that's why you exist in this vibrational level. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and break it down to the basics of what it is that you're actually after, what it is that you desire. And if you continue to break it down, eventually you will come to the conclusion that there is some emotion or feeling that you desire to experience. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. You choose to be here. There is no evolutionary process that you must go through. You choose to be here. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. This is a no-fail situation that you're involved in. You can hold the belief that it's difficult. You can hold the belief that you must somehow go through some type of a spiritual growth if you wish. You can have that. It's not necessary, but you can have it. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. What do you believe? It is so important in your day-to-day activities. What do you believe? If you believe that certain things are going to be difficult, they will be difficult. If you believe that it's not possible for you to achieve certain particular activities that you would just desire to be involved in, then you will create the reality that it's not possible. What did you believe? If you believe that you are going to fail, then you are going to fail. The spark of consciousness that you all give to you, that which you desire, to validate the beliefs you hold without judging whether it's right or wrong, and rejoices in the creation process. You are all that is. Once again, there is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? Understanding what it is that you believe and altering your belief systems will alter your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And now, once again, we would suggest that this has been a very enjoyable interaction. We would like to once again express our gratitude to each of you. And if you wish, we could return and attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by our rational living. Should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two if you wish, and we would return with love and with peace.